mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is this morning's gospel, of which I'd like to read again these words. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Dear friends of Jesus, I'll have to admit to you that many fearful thoughts went through my mind when I was handed that little piece of paper at registration with the delightful news, you're going to preach in chapel. After all, I'd be preaching to a whole church full of sermon critics. And they'd be out there checking to see whether or not I'm using a manuscript, making sure I use things like anaphora, and making sure I use prolepsis and occasional atanadiplosis. Yes, there I'd be, I thought, quite literally, a lamb among the wolves. But then it occurred to me that these thoughts were really turning my head from seeing the real privilege of this opportunity, the privilege of being able to share with you the gospel of our Lord, and to be able to do that in such a unique setting as this. It's hard for us, isn't it, to always keep our eyes fixed on a particular goal and to be faithful in reaching that goal. We're not always faithful. As our text tells us today, we're not always faithful in keeping our eyes fixed upon our Lord Jesus and upon what he wants us to do. And so the question we are going to consider briefly this morning is, who is faithful? Were the disciples in our text faithful? Well, it appears that they thought they were. After all, they were a very unique group of men, those chosen to be closest to our Lord. But as they make their way to Gethsemane, Jesus tells them, you will all fall away. Well, Peter takes his cue, another opportunity to put his foot in his mouth. And he says, even though everyone else will fall away, Lord, not me. I will not fall away. But Jesus gets more specific. Not once or twice, Peter, but three times, you're going to deny me this very night. But it's like Peter is not even listening to the words of his master. I guess today we'd probably be tempted, like many of you who are parents have done with your children, and to grab Peter by the arms and say, watch my lips, Peter, I'm trying to tell you something. But with an imperfect tense, some emphatic sentence structure, and an adverbial intensifier, Peter goes on. He just kept insisting emphatically, even though I have to die, I will never deny you. And of course, the other disciples don't want to be upstaged, and they chime in saying the same thing. We will all remain faithful to you, Jesus. They were ignoring the words of Jesus and finding plenty of confidence in themselves. Well, were the disciples faithful to their boasting? Very soon in our text, they fall asleep when Jesus had asked them to keep watch. And later they all do flee and forsake him in the garden. And still later we know that Peter, with emphasis equal only to that of his boasting, shamefully denies his Lord. Yes, that same humanness that had caused Peter and the rest of them to boast in their faithfulness now causes these demonstrations of their faithlessness. Who is faithful? Are you? Am I? But we too sometimes like to think that we are. After all, we're a pretty unique group of men. I remember a friend of mine who expressed his envy toward me when I told him I was going to the seminary. And he went on and on about how wonderful it will be to be able to study God's word every day and how close you will grow to your Lord. Well, we do study God's word a lot around here. We gain all kinds of knowledge, but do we grow closer to our God? Or does Satan try to confuse us and instead we grow in our own self-confidence and our own self-trust? times we become like Peter and company. And we don't want to listen to Jesus' words speaking to us. We boast in ourselves. He's speaking to all those others. For his words speak to our assignment and not to our heart. Are we faithful? Well, we too get sleepy sometimes. We're not faithful to our assignment. We're not faithful to the purpose that we're here to achieve. And we too go back on our promises that we make to our Lord to grow closer to him in our personal, devotional life. And we also deny him when we neglect the opportunities that he sends for us to confess that, yes, we do know this man and to share with others what he means to us. Who is faithful? Well, amid all of the boasting and of all of the promises made in our text, which were all too soon faithlessly broken, there is one who was faithful to what he said. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Jesus Christ is faithful. We have in our text one of those gloom and glory contrasts of Jesus. He contrasts the gloom of being forsaken by those that he loved the most with the glory of his resurrection. Jesus was to be forsaken, not only by his followers that night, but on the cross he was forsaken by his Father, not because of what he had done, but because of what we have done. The faithful one, bearing God's punishment for all of faithless mankind. And yet because he would be faithful, he can go on in our text, "But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." The disciples would forsake him, but he would be faithful. He would come to them. Of course, then you recall there were still doubts. And yet it is to this still not quite a number one faithful group of disciples that there in Galilee, Jesus gives that great commission. And it's the promise that's attached at the end of that commission that's important to our discussion this morning. "I am with you always." Jesus was faithful in his suffering and his death. He was faithful in his promise to rise again from the dead. And he is faithful to this last promise also. For he is with us, his not quite a number one disciple of today. I'll never forget a little story that was told in one of our classes a couple of years ago about a little boy who got a new coat with nice furry pockets in it. And so he went out in the wintertime for a walk with his father, and he wanted to keep his hands in those pockets. But because they were there, when he slipped on the ice, he fell down. So he decided that perhaps it would be better if he would hold on to his father's hand. But because his little hands couldn't quite grip tight enough, when he slipped, he fell again. And as they were brushing him off the second time, his father said to him, "Maybe I should hold on to your hand." And you see, that's where our strength comes from. Not from our boasting, not from our knowledge, not even from our faithfulness, but from the faithfulness of Christ. He reaches down to us. He comes to us. And through his Holy Spirit, he is hanging on to us. And in that lies our strength as we struggle to be his faithful servant. And through him is our forgiveness when we fail in that struggle. We all get discouraged because of our faithlessness. But our prayer today is that we may keep our eyes fixed firmly upon our risen and our glorified Lord, and that we may be strengthened and encouraged by his faithfulness.